This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, let's get into it. Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, a reunion tonight at the Garden. Boston Bruins undefeated under interim coach Joe Sacco. Welcome old buddy Jake DeBrusk and the Vancouver Canucks to town. You excited for the Jake DeBrusk return game?
I'm not. I'm actually annoyed at the movement from the Bruins beat writers.
People like them.
I've noticed some of them. Oh, the Bruins really miss Jake DeBrusk.
Oh, big time.
Oh, they need more depth scoring.
Yep.
I am not going to be one of these people who for years and years and years was like, I don't need to see more Jake DeBrusk. Go ahead, trade Jake DeBrusk. I don't want to re-sign him. Throw him into any deal you could over the last 3, 4, 5 years.
You don't love Jake DeBrusk?
And then lament that Jake DeBrusk has 5 goals for the Vancouver Canucks, which I believe would be second on the Bruins right now.
Oh.
They need more goal scoring.
Yeah.
They're one of the worst goal scoring teams in the NHL. There are other guys who can score goals other than that guy. Don't need him on this team. Don't want him on this team.
Wow.
And don't particularly care that he's making his return tonight.
How about that?
Yeah.
I always thought him like he's the guy. He was like the face of firing Bruce Cassidy, even though I'm sure other players were in favor of it.
Yeah.
But he was the one that Cassidy would always bury Jake DeBrusk.
He was the wussiest of all the wuss bags who took it the worst.
And then we're keeping him.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, he's gone. It's like, and he's gone. Yeah, I don't think anybody...
He's gone, and you stayed here, and you were the same player, and the coach was nicer to you, but you were no better off. The team was no better off. Get out of my face. Yeah. I don't need Jake DeBrusk anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Everybody loves it, and everybody knows it. Everybody loves
Grab Bag.
How about...
That's a new submission?
That's a new one, yeah.
Listener submission.
Keefe at WEEI.com. People are sending them in all over the place.
Right.
We got a few of these different guys in here. But Jones, last night...
Everybody loves...
Harbaugh last night. You had the Ravens and the Chargers.
Yeah.
John and Jim Harbaugh, who famously once met in a Super Bowl.
You barely even heard about it.
Nobody talked about it.
They didn't make like a big deal out of it that time. Yeah, no.
Well, last night it was on Monday Night Football, and this could be a potential... playoff matchup, I would think. These are two pretty good teams, Ravens and the Chargers. It was John Harbaugh's Ravens getting the better of Jim Harbaugh's Chargers. But Baltimore improves to 8-4 on the year. The Chargers fall to 7-4. But at this point, I'd be shocked if either misses the playoffs. I know the Chargers are more in a fight there for the wild card.
Fair.
But I think they're pretty safely in.
Are you buying into the Ravens this year as like a real contender?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
You know, we just did, all right, we didn't do tiers this week. We did it last week. And it just feels like the Chiefs and the Bills, even though the Chiefs, I know it's not perfect, but it feels like Chiefs and Bills in the AFC are on a different level.
I mean, the Chiefs and Ravens play in Baltimore. I'm still picking the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, Bills might be a little bit different, but I would still take Buffalo, I think. I'd be less confident in that. I know they have Derrick Henry this year. Good win for them last night. I kind of thought you'd come in crowing more about going for it on fourth down. Harbaugh did it from his own 16 last night.
Aggressive.
That is real aggressive.
That's more like Brandon Staley like going for it.
Yeah, and
It
worked. Yeah. I don't get doing it when you're that good of a team like Baltimore.
No.
It's that. I know they needed a spark and they were down in the game and it was the eventual go-ahead touchdown and they won the game. That to me was too risky, but I did like Harbaugh's answer. No guts, no glory.
That's like me playing college football for PlayStation. I'm like, I know it's 4th and 16 for my own 10, but I kind of have a hunch. I got this.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He's like, I just felt really good about the play.
That's
and
how I feel.
No guts, no glory is what he said. So, I mean, look, at least he leaned in on it, which your coach won't do.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Grab Bag.
Shaq Barrett wants to unretire. From the NFL. I guess he was filing his paperwork, and he's like, no, I don't mean it. I want to keep playing.
I didn't even realize he had filed paperwork.
I didn't realize that either. I think the Dolphins own his rights, so I don't know if he's going to – what he's going to want to do after that, but that's the headline. He wants back in.
All right. Well,
all right, Shaq,
best of luck to Shaq Barrett.
Give it a go.
This copyrighted telecast is presented by authority of the Office of the Commissioner of Grab Bag and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form without express written consent.
Guys, Tommy DeVito, Giants quarterback, is dealing with a forearm injury. Head coach Brian Daboll said he is not 100% set to play Thursday's big matchup against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Could be Drew Lock and Cooper Rush.
Could be Drew Lock.
Man. It should be Drew Lock.
Oh, I don't know about, we got a Drew Lock stand.
I don't know about that.
He's better than Tommy DeVito.
I don't know about that.
I was a big time Drew Lock guy after his first year.
Yeah.
He went like 4-0 down the stretch with the Broncos, and I was like, don't sleep on Drew Lock.
Him dancing and singing on the sideline.
Do you just love rookie Broncos quarterbacks? Is that your thing?
No, I wasn't an Osweiler guy.
No.
I was never an Osweiler guy. I was never a Jordan Lynch guy.
Good to know.
I wasn't a
Jordan Lynch? Paxton Lynch?
Paxton Lynch. Jordan Lynch, I think, was his brother who played like Northern Illinois. Look that up.
Yeah. Good NIU team.
I think that was him.
Yeah.
In all seriousness. All right. But anyway, no, John Elway usually has a pretty bad track record of bringing in quarterbacks.
So Drew Lock guy. You think Cutlets?
I was. I sold all my stuff.
Well, no, Nick is a Drew Lock guy now.
Nick is.
Do you think Cutlets was celebrating his patented celebration that Baker Mayfield did? You think he was celebrating a little too hard? Because I could see how you could like flex a forearm
celebrating.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe he's working on the celebration.
What is he celebrating?
For Thanksgiving. He's like, hey, it's a big day. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of cameras on me. Let me work on this celebration. It's my signature move.
Maybe I'm just immature.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Anytime someone has a forearm injury, is that alarming to you?
Yeah. Just a Guitar Hero ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Man. It's Guitar Hero.
Joel Zamaya. That who the pitcher was from the Tigers?
Playing Guitar Hero a little too hard.
I loved Guitar Hero. They should bring that back.
You know what?
What a game. And Rock Band, too. You ever played Rock Band?
I did. I played both. My time as a Best Buy worker.
Oh, don't rub it in.
I told you I worked in the DVD video game CD section. It was all kind of all-encompassing.
The dream. That's heaven on earth.
There were like five songs from Guitar Hero. Maybe it was Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah.
Five that played over and over and over and over and over again.
Was one of them Maps?
It was Smoke on the Water for sure. I'm trying to remember everything
Smoke
else.
Smoke on the Water. Is there like a Chili Peppers song too?
Maybe. I could just like remember being like, I can't listen to this.
If I hear Yamo be there one more time, Yamo burn this place
to the
ground.
It was like really not that different. It was really not that different than that. Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tough. Oh, so but anyway.
Paxton Lynch, no relation to Jordan Lynch.
Ah. But both Lynches,
but
right?
Both named Lynch.
Both quarterbacks?
How about that?
And Jordan Lynch was at NIU.
And he was sick. Dude, he was sick.
Yeah,
look up his numbers, Nick.
Yeah, not brothers. Good poll, nonetheless.
Two quarterbacks.
He did have 3,100 yards 1 year and 25 touchdowns.
Come on.
Heisman finalist? I think he was.
He finished seventh in voting. But 2013, he finished third.
Whoa!
And he had less yards.
Why'd you lead with that?
I thought he was there.
Third in the Heisman?
Yeah, what are they?
Yeah, with 2,800 yards, 2,900 yards.
Gridiron Club? What do they invite you to? They invite you to something. Yeah,
you get a little meal.
You got the invite to the Gridiron Club.
Get a little dinner.
Yeah.
A dessert.
Probably.
Not bad. You get to meet some of the
former. He finished behind A.J. McCarron and Jameis Winston.
Oof. Rough Heisman year.
And ahead of Johnny Manziel, actually.
Oh, man.
And then you can go up there and you can meet past Heisman winners like Marcus Mariota, Mark Ingram, John Manziel. It's a pretty pretty serious
nice
fraternity up
is.
There.
I'm a grab bag.
Oh, no, but what I meant to mention was Malik Nabers was very outspoken about how soft the team was.
Yes.
And he didn't even get involved until they were down like 23-0 or whatever. I was looking at his props. So we're going to do a special Thanksgiving Bozo Parlay tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be our Wednesday show mashed with our Friday
steroids.
Show. We're basically not going to have any open. It's just all features and bits. And but Bozo Touchdown will be tomorrow. A Thanksgiving-only Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
What do you think of Malik Nabers, though? Because he's calling out the team.
Oh, I like it.
They could go one of two ways. Either they feed him the ball and then he rewards them for that, or they're like, screw you.
I like it.
I think they throw it to him. He's like plus 235 to score a touchdown.
He basically, if I'm not mistaken, he basically said, guys, it's not the quarterback. Like, he's like, we had a different quarterback, same stuff happened.
Right.
And he was asked, well, does that mean, is it the coaching? Is it Daboll? And he's like, well, I don't know.
It might be his third quarterback.
But it's not the quarterback.
It might be his third quarterback in 3 weeks.
It might be. That might help him.
How amazing would that be? They cut Daniel Jones and then DeVito gets hurt in the first game. It's like, oh my God.
Like, boy,
where do you think Jones goes? Apparently, like, teams want Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the Ravens.
Vikings?
I think he ruled out the Raiders. Yeah, the Vikings are a team potentially. So I don't know.
Stefanski was talking about him. You have Jameis.
Yeah, Florio wrote the other day that he could just go onto a practice squad.
Mm.
He may want to go onto a practice squad, not on a 53-man roster, in case there's an injury, and then anybody can sign him and he can go to that vacancy.
Oh.
He'd almost keep his options open by signing
That's
on a practice
a strategy.
Squad. Yeah.
All right.
Grab bag.
Megan Ottolini on WEEI.com put out her top 10 football movies of all time.
Okay.
And listen, everybody, it's obviously subjective. Mm-hmm. Her list is trash. It's a horrible list. I'm not going to spoil it. You can go to it.
It's subjectively trash is what you're saying?
Yeah. So there's 10 football movies.
I think it's trash.
It's the worst list I've ever seen in my life.
The worst.
I think the two best football movies, aren't on her list.
The two best of all time are?
The Program.
Yep.
And Varsity Blues.
Yeah, Varsity Blues should, if she missed The Program, I'd be like, okay. She's never seen Major League.
Wait, what?
So
that's the best baseball movie.
Why is she doing a movie list?
Well, I'm saying.
Nobody made you do the list.
Maybe there's a blind spot in there somewhere, but like I feel like Varsity Blues should have been in the wheelhouse of movies she would have watched. The Varsity Blues absolutely should be on there. What was the Rudy was way too high. I did see Rudy was very high.
Yeah, no, Rudy was on her list.
Notre Dame Family. I'm sure there's heartstrings pulling there, but that movie was way too high.
No.
What was number one?
Rudy's a horrible player.
I don't.
Rudy's annoying. If you ever played sports and there was a guy like Rudy on your team.
Rudy was offsides.
Yeah,
first of all, he's offsides. Great point, Bill.
Yeah.
And like that guy on your team was the worst guy. And no matter what age, no matter what sport, you're like, stop being a Rudy.
Yeah.
Just play the game.
Yeah. What was number one on our list?
I forget. No, I don't want to give it. Oh no, I know what it was. It was Friday Night Lights.
Oh yeah, Friday Night
Lights, which is solid, but
good
like
movie.
I love
but the show greater than.
Yeah, I know it was a list of movies, but I'm just saying. So check out the list for yourself. Maybe you agree with it, but you probably don't.
Yeah,
is that how I would.
And then Keith's top two are again The Program and Varsity Blues.
That's right.
You can weigh in on those as well. Yeah.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
grab bag.
Speaking of movies, the Gladiator 2. Dork podcast review is up right now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Davey and I talk Gladiator 2, and it's good because Davey is a like Greek and Roman expert. He's like a Latin teacher and stuff.
Is he actually?
For real.
Really?
Like, this is like one of his areas of expertise.
Huh.
So he can tell you all about the times, the Roman Empire, but like legitimately knows everything about the Roman Empire. So stuff that in the movie that would have been based off of reality versus stuff that was just in it for the movie. Yeah, good breakdown.
Really?
Yeah, for real. For real.
He's a major plot hole here.
He's like a classics,
this is realistic.
Like classics major, whatever the hell it was.
Wow.
Yeah, that's his wheelhouse.
Interesting.
So we talked a lot of Gladiator 2 last night. And then tonight, our old buddy Nick Fryer is going to join me, and we're going to talk about the TV series From.
Oh, so that's tonight?
That's tonight.
Okay. So
8:45, we're going to record it live, and then we'll post it on wherever you get your podcast after.
The amount of off-air conversations about this show between
me and
Keith,
Nick, love it.
Nick, and even Wiggy.
Yes. Oh yeah, Wiggy watches
is,
it too.
Is out of control. The amount of time you guys spend.
There are dozens of us.
I never even heard of this show. The amount
of
time
nobody watches the show because it's on MGM Plus.
It's so. It must be a phenomenal show because all three of them just nonstop talk about
it. I love the show.
Okay.
I love the show so much.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her
grab bag.
It is so big.
All right, best NBA performance from last night. Here are your nominees. OG Anunoby for the Knicks had 40 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Tyrese Halliburton, 34 points, 13 assists. His girlfriend was sitting in the front row with Caitlin Clark and her boyfriend.
Oh.
How do you like that?
Nice.
Maybe a double date going on. Scottie Barnes, 31 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. LaMelo Ball, 44, 9, and 7. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 37 points and 11 assists.
So I would go with OG on that list. But let me tell you, with LaMelo Ball, he had a 50-point
game. Scottie Barnes is going to be all-star.
He had a 50-point game the other day. It was the first time he had even had 40-plus in his career.
Now he
just followed it up with 44. So he's on a heater, but I would go with OG.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, they were. OG had a great game.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
I'm going to need to, at some point, make like a spreadsheet for all these guys, because eventually I'm going to do the same player.
We're going to double down.
And you're going to be like, I think you did this one before, but this one I'm pretty sure is a fresh one, but okay. I'm like, wait, I'm like second guessing myself.
It's like when we got to the end of Dorktober.
Yeah. Correct. I'm like, did I do this movie already? Like, nope, I didn't do this movie already.
Sounds real familiar.
All right. This was a shortstop.
Okay.
Second baseman, third baseman. I would say mostly a shortstop, but he played for the Yankees, the Mariners, the Angels, the Blue Jays, and the Pirates.
Blue Jays, Angels, Pirates.
Miguel Cairo.
Ooh.
Who is it?
Miguel Cairo.
No.
Wow.
Adam Frazier.
Wow.
No.
These are Todd Frazier.
Todd Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
Frazier Crane. No, it's none of those. None of the Fraziers. Todd Frazier went to...
the Todd father.
The Todd father.
Yeah.
Todd Frazier played...
Tom's River.
Tom's River, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they beat my little league. I was 2 years removed. So the kids that are 2 years younger than us
yeah.
played in the East Regional from Goffstown, New Hampshire, an absolute little league juggernaut.
Yeah.
Goffstown, New Hampshire, with a trip to go to the Little League World Series. They lost to freaking Todd Frazier. Poor kids. Feel bad for them still to this
poor
day.
Poor little fellas.
Should have been in there.
Yep.
And now that they do, like, just New England goes on, that was a different time. I my buddy's little brother lost to Danny Almonte in the East Regional. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of...
Should be overturned.
Yeah.
Put Goffstown in there
big
again.
Big asterisk. Big time asterisk. All right, so it wasn't Danny Almonte or the Todd father.
He broke in 1990, and then he retired after the 2003 season, although he barely played in 03. Didn't play in
02, actually.
What
year? 1990?
1990, broke
2003.
In.
2003. Roberto Kelly.
No. He is a four-time World Series winner.
Luis Soho.
Correct.
Wow. Did you get... Oh,
he
get,
got it!
Get the fadeaway. Luis Soho. Nice one.
It's just one of those names that always comes up when you think of players that have an obnoxious amount of World Series for not being that great of a player.
Freaking Luis Soho? You're like, yep, Luis Soho.
Wow. Let's see. Did anybody have Luis Soho?
The guy that says sucks on the text line is out of his mind. Yeah, maybe insane. You watched a different from.
The Twitch chat did have it.
Did they have Soho?
I believe I saw that. Yeah, four-time World Series champion Luis Soho. I don't think I saw that anywhere else.
Nope. Shoeless Joe Jackson, no.
Good work,
the Mark
Bill.
Trumbo guy hasn't texted in yet.
He's a little behind listening on delay, I'm sure.
Yeah,
that'll roll in any minute.
A little bit later.
Wow, good guess.
Right, there you go.
Good work.
Yep.
Nice.
Not bad.
Who is it? I saw the Twitch chat talking about Landman as well. Who's in that? That's like another
Yellowstone
type.
John Hamm, I believe.
Is he in it? Yeah, it's a vehicle for somebody.
I believe it's John
Costner
Hamm.
Costner Yellowstone style. It's another one of
those. I don't think I'm going to watch
that. I've not seen it, but I was at least familiar with it.
I don't think I'm going to watch that.
Okay, well, there you go. It's random baseball player of the day, each and every day. In the grab bag, you never know what you're going to get in there.
It's a complete crap.
Here on Jones and Keefe.